Welcome to Dish Nation. It's nice to be here. HK, Yay. What is going on over there?
Well, all right. Rihanna's Navy may need to come rescue her from this backlash. We'll explain.
Ooh. And last night, her The Masked Dancer was finally revealed. We're going to get into this in a bit.
Portia will join us later, and Heidi and Frank will break down Emma Stone as a villain in the new movie Cruella. But first, Brett, what you got?
All right, Gary, your friend Sabrina Parr, Lamar Odom's ex-fiance, ain't letting no grass grow up under her feet, baby. No, because she is on the prowl, real. She posted a video of her hugged all up on Mr. Steal Your Girl, a.k.a. Trey Songz, in a club.
Oh, wow.
Y'all take a look at this video and let me know what y'all think is going on between these two, if anything. Since this is your friend, Gary, what do you think? Do you feel like she's honestly out having a good time? Or did she see that video of the long, strong trigger tray and now she's curious?
Well, Brad, I think it's a mixture of both, honey. I mean, Sabrina needs to be out having a great time. I'm sure Lamar is not sitting home, honey, counting jelly beans. And I mean, think about it, though. If Sabrina saw that video of Trey Songz, I mean, which some people say it is him and some people say it was not him, but I mean, a woman needs some long stamina in her life when she gets tired of being with some long, tall man. So why get you something else that's nice, long, and tall? So go, Sabrina. Do you, boo?
It seemed like they were both at the same party, posted up, and they happened to be like, yo, let me get this pic real quick.
And I doubt that's the thing. Sometimes it feels good to have a cute man put his arm around you and do a little groove grind. You know.
Right. Right.
A little groove grind. All right.
Okay, you guys, our girl Serena Williams broke down in tears yesterday. Oh, I hate when she cries. After losing to rising tennis star Naomi Osaka at the Australian Open. Now, the tennis legend was asked by reporters her thoughts about the game, and her reaction was unexpected. Take a look.
Considering how well you've played to get to this stage, what do you feel caused that?
I don't know. I'm done.
And you know, Serena also posted on the gram, she was thanking the fans for love, and even Naomi spoke highly of the champ, saying, just to be on the court with Serena was a dream.
Yeah, but I think that was fake, though, her saying that, too, though. She could sit there and say, oh, it was a dream, but deep down in her head, she was saying, yeah, I want to be that bitch, too, honey. And that's just what she did.
I mean, of course, because, like, that's the nature of competition. You're supposed to feel that way.
But yes, Naomi's a competitor, and of course she wants to beat her, but damn, she didn't say all that other stuff, Gary, damn.
But Gary, also, with Serena breaking down, you know, it's also a lot of pressure. You're the older player. People keep asking you about the fact that, do you want to retire? She may not have even had that in her mind. And so now they're planting seeds in your mind about surrendering and leaving and, like, you old. So it's, and also, we don't know what's going on in her home life as well. So sometimes the pressure just gets to you, and we've all had those moments where we have emotional breakdowns.
But Sherry, you said we don't know what's going on in her home life. In essence, you're saying that there might be something going on in Serena's life. She's married to a white man. I know there's no problems there, so I know you must be alluding to something else.
White people have problems too, as Holly Berry.
White people have problems Gary.
Oh, my God.
Now, somebody need to call Rihanna's Navy for help because RiRi might need to be rescued. Now, so Rihanna posted a sexy topless photo on social media of her wearing a pair of Savage Fenty silk shorts while adorned in jewels around her neck. But there was one problem there. Now, Rihanna's necklace was one of the Hindu god Ganesha, and a lot of Hindus commented on how appropriate it was because she was rocking a necklace while she was topless because Ganesha is very sacred. Now, here's the thing. A lot of times, you know, people take a picture, they don't do the knowledge about what it is they're wearing. They just want to make the photo pop. So I think she kind of got caught out there. Now, one person tweeted, so are we going to talk about the fact that Rihanna is wearing a Ganesha necklace and is once again disrespecting Hinduism? My religion is not an aesthetic, LOL. I'm so f***ing tired. Chewy, big homie, like, I didn't even realize she was wearing a necklace. I feel like I'm not alone there. How about you?
Brother, I was like, what? I saw the picture. I was like, what necklace?
But see, I
see nothing.
When I see
Rihanna's assets.
But when I see people wearing,
no necklace,
I feel that way when I see people wearing a cross with Jesus on it and they're in like what I feel a sacrilegious pose. I see that right away. If they're doing something that's real, like they're in an orgy and you got a cross with Jesus on it. I'm just like, really? So I think, you know.
Well, yeah. You're going to definitely need Christ's love in that orgy because somebody might have something.
I feel like Rihanna was kind of like paying tribute, y'all. This God is a female God. So why couldn't she be like paying homage or just representing or supporting or holding up the female God?
She should have been wearing a doggone chicken foot. Had she had a chicken foot on that necklace, nobody would have said nothing. That's what she should have been wearing, yeah, a chicken
foot. They would have said she was practicing witchcraft then.
Somebody from Kentucky would have complained.
All right, moving on. Life is sweet for three-time Olympic champion Gabby Douglas because the gymnast took home the first Diamond Mask trophy from the new Fox show, The Masked Dancer, y'all, as the character Cotton Candy. Congratulations, Gabby.
Okay.
And although Gabby is a gymnast, she won the battle against dancing stars Maxim Cherminikovsky and Dance Mom star Mackenzie Ziegler. So felicidades. Congratulations, Gabby. It was an awesome show. And, yo, I want to be on this real bad. Who could be out of the dish host? Who do you think could be on this show, y'all?
You say you could do
awesome
it.
I'm a pretty awesome dancer.
No.
Pretty awesome.
Let me tell you something. That's very hard. The top three people are dancers who were in the finale. When you have that costume on and you got that head, you can't see. You feel claustrophobic anyway. You have to have breath control, Chewy. You got to know how to dance.
Chewy, you wouldn't have a problem holding your breath after eating all that bad fish. I'm sure you don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't. No, I don't, baby. I love going deep sea fishing, Gary, and I'm good down there, baby. So I can hold my breath for a while.
That is what I heard.
I'm good. I'm good.
I have read that on the bathroom walls. You was good at deep sea fishing.
All right, guys, it's time to check in with Heidi and Frank because they're dishing about a movie you're probably gonna want to watch. Check it out.
That's right, Chewy. It's time for Ticket or Skip It. She's brilliant, she's bad, and she's a little mad. I'm talking about Cruella De Vil, and Academy Award winner Emma Stone is portraying the younger version of the legendary villainess in the new Disney film Cruella, and it looks pretty cool because it was set in London during the 1970s punk rock revolution. Take a look at this.
How does the saying go? Getting started, darling. I'm Cruella.
No. So what do you think of that?
That Disney. Was, I mean, I will say, when you first started talking, I was like, Emma Stone as Cruella De Vil. I don't
care. Tick it or skip it.
Watching that trailer, absolutely amazing. You know what? It almost had like a little Harley Quinn vibe to it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like with just however it sort of made me feel that way. Hell yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have thought of Emma Stone. She just always seems so
she
just
can do
like
anything.
Just like, you know, kind of lovely. And
that's why I love the choice. Absolutely awesome. The black and white, obviously. Cruella's all black and white. Fashion-wise, what'd you think of the fashion?
I loved it all. I'm totally in. And the whole time I was watching that, I was like, that is Frank's type of woman.
Oh, the things I would do to Cruella would send me straight to hell.
Yeah, the dogs wouldn't be the only one having spots, huh?
I would be cursed to eternal Dalmatian.
Oh, all right, everybody, stay right there because we have more Dish after the break. Yes, there's more of this.
What?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Here we go. Guys, there has been all kinds of drama and demands in the divorce battle between Dr. Dre and his soon-to-be ex, Nicole Young.
Yes.
Getting ugly.
But guess what she wants now? It is so getting ugly. She just wants her clothes.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right. Nicole is requesting access to their Brentwood home because she's worried about the wardrobe she left there. The items include couture clothing, vintage handbags, and 20 fur coats that are stored in a cedar and temperature room control closet.
Wow.
Now, after seeing social media posts showing other women wearing Nicole's clothes at Dre's parties, Nicole fears that the items are going to get damaged and the furs could be ruined if Dre moves into a low-rent storage unit.
Wow.
Why y'all laughing?
Wow. You know what, though? The level of petty on both of these sides is crazy. So, like, yes. I mean, like, it's her clothes. She should be able to go get them.
Right.
And for Dr. Dre to let these other chicks just come through the crib and rock her gear, that's
wait, how do we even know that this is true? Because Dr. Dre could have bought them other girls some new stuff because he didn't want them to buy her stuff and didn't want her to...
But, Brad... He ain't bought them no new stuff.
But, Brad, right? I'm going to tell you this. You know your clothes. When a bitch wearing your clothes, when you get a divorce and a bitch is in your house wearing your stuff or in your car, you know it.
How does she even know that, though?
I saw a lot of damn women in Sherry clothes. Sherry, I saw women in your damn clothes after your second divorce, so I know better, honey. You know your stuff.
You know your stuff. I looked at pictures on his phone. I said, that bitch is wearing my
Yes, she sure was.
Gary, where do you store your fur coats and handbags?
Girl, you know what? I don't have a cedar. Have a cedar control room. My fur coat is right up in my closet in the California heat. It's sweating. The hair done fell off on the floor.
Well, mine is right here on this rack, baby. I store my furs and my bags, boo, right on the rack, honey. Make no error, honey.
Gary, is your storage climate control, Gary? Do you have climate control?
Well, girl, it's not that it's cold. I just closed the door on this room, honey. That's as climate control as it gonna get, baby.
Brad,
that's cold outside.
That's good enough. Have climate control as for Gary, his hot breath. That's what climate control is.
That's right.
No, Sherry. All right, guess what, y'all?
What,
Brad?
Paris Hilton is engaged.
Again.
Yes.
Again. Now, y'all, this is Paris's fourth engagement, but she's never been married before. Okay, so Paris dropped some pics on the gram showing the moment that her boyfriend, Carter Ream, popped the question. They've been together for about 15 months now, and the engagement happened over the weekend on a private island where they were vacationing, darling, and Paris shared the pictures yesterday, which was coincidentally her 40th birthday.
Now, Sherry,
I got a question for you. When you've been engaged three times before, Sherry, what makes the fourth special?
You know what? I think as you get older, Brad, you know what you want to do differently. You've learned. Hopefully, you have evolved. And so, fourth time, I really do hope, especially after seeing the Paris Hilton documentary, that she finds happiness, that she finds a person who truly loves her and don't want to make a sex tape. Yeah. He just loves her for who she is.
Right. And I don't want to make a sex tape.
We all have sex tapes. You can't judge her on that. Come on.
We do.
No, we don't.
We do, Chewy.
Yes, we do.
Yes. All right, y'all. It's deal time. But today we got the Total Vision Portable Rechargeable UV Sterilizer. It destroys up to 99% of the germs as well as odor-causing bacteria.
And you can sanitize and sterilize everyday items with it. And it's rechargeable, so you don't have to worry about batteries.
Hey, use it on phones, computers, remote controls, faucets, shopping carts, ATMs, headsets. The possibilities are practically endless.
Oh, and hair crack, it is, baby, portable and lightweight. And that's great, y'all, if you need to take it with you to the office, the gym, or if you have to travel. So, hair crack, how much is it?
This UV sterilizer has been seen as high as $50. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$15. $15?
Yup, you already know. Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
And speaking of cleaning things up, The Rock is coming clean about his past. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, by now, I'm sure you have either seen or heard about Dwayne Johnson's new show called Young Rock.
Yes.
Well, The Rock chatted with the Sun about his shows and his teenage years. He admitted that by the age of 13, he started going down the wrong path, like getting in trouble for...
when he was just magma.
When he... Not that still, far back. Maybe
not that
he
far
was
back. When Young Rock. It's a geology joke.
He used to be a geologist.
Geologists are laughing.
No.
The Rock admitted at the age of 13, he started going down the wrong path, getting arrested for fighting. He got arrested for theft. All kinds of stupid stuff that maybe a lot of young teenagers do that he shouldn't have been doing. And that he had also been arrested 8 or 9 times before he had even turned 17 years old.
Yeah, I've been arrested. I've been in the back of a cop car.
So would you say that much like The Rock, I think for you young people watching, it is possible to start out that way in life, having a rough start, and then you turn your life around, you become hugely successful like The Rock or... I guess Frank Kramer.
Do you think it's a good idea to kind of like reveal to the world all the bad things you've done, considering he's seriously considering running for president?
I think the average American can relate to the guy who grew up, started going down the wrong path, maybe had an experience with the cops when they were young and turned it around. To be so hypocritical as a voter,
that's
when you're going to the voting booth and saying, no, I want somebody who's totally squeaky clean, who's never done anything wrong. It's like, that doesn't relate to me, and I guarantee it doesn't relate to 99% of Dish Nation's audience.
Mm. That's right. You ne'er do well.
I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about the Dish Nation audience. I'm just saying,
I think
you know,
you are.
It's all of us.
You know
it's all of us.
You know what I'm saying?
Be nice, Frank. Right? Be nice. All right, moving on. Former Kardashian BFF Larsa Pippen is talking about her past relationships with Future. You see what I did there? Because his name is Future. And, okay, yeah.
I see what you did there, Chewy, yes.
Thank you, Heidi. Mm-hmm. Well, Larsa was on Hollywood Unlocked with our buddy Jason Lee and shared how she really feels about Future and his song lyrics about her. Remember, Larsa got with Future while she was still married to her ex, Scottie Pippen. Take a look.
I was really sad. I was in a point in my life where I was really sad, and I was like dealing with like, do I move on? Do I not? Are my kids gonna be okay? And it was like a lot of guilt I felt. And he was the guy that was there to see me go through it. And he was the guy that I would talk to when I was like kind of like dealing with things. And you know, he just like gave me confidence when I was like feeling kind of like in a dark place. Mm-hmm. He served a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Larsa said that Future served a purpose. Now, I know somebody who...
Yeah, I think we all can imagine that purpose.
No, no, no. But I know somebody who knows her.
Yeah.
And
you do?
It, like, was in the room when she said, when I feel like cuddling,
ooh,
I call Future.
Ooh.
But when I feel like... I call this other guy.
Ooh. Wow, that's the inside dish right there.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like she put Future in like the friend zone.
That's right.
That's probably why he has six kids, because he's over there cuddling with ladies, Netflix and chilling, and he's actually getting into the whole, you know, Britney Spears, you know.
documentary.
And all the girls are like, come on, Future, and let's chill and Netflix. And then they end up having babies together. A Dancing with the Stars pro wants the show to make a huge change.
Uh-oh.
Find out what that change is when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Dancing pro star Gleb Svevjanko is calling out his own show, y'all. Dancing with the Stars, you had to step it up, because he is officially advocating for same-sex dance partners on the show, y'all. Yeah, what do you guys think?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Gleb told Mr. Warburton magazine, of course there is a strong male-female dynamic in dance, but if you have two men doing the same thing, it would look awesome and be so fascinating.
Well, let's just keep it 100, y'all. If two women dance together, two badass bitches dance together, the ratings are going to go up, okay?
That'd be hot. That'd be hot.
Men will lose their mind. You will have more men watching that show than ever before.
Now, Gary, trust. I want to know one thing from you, Gary. Now, if you were to get on this show, Gary, would you prefer a male dancer or would you prefer a lady dancer?
I'm sorry. I would dance with a woman, honey. I would not dance with no man. I mean, I'm just not that type of gay, honey, to be all that public and dancing with another man, honey, on a national show. Because just think about it, too.
Okay.
I mean, two men, I mean, you have two bulges and those bulges are bumping each other and stuff while you're trying to dance in front of everybody. Mm. That's just too much.
Do you want them to hide the bulges, Gary?
Yeah, something, exactly.
And this segment's brought to you by Sweet and Salty.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.